Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon unveiled software yesterday that allows healthcare companies to build Alexa voice tools capable of securely transmitting private patient information, a move that opens the door for a broad array of users in home and hospitals. The announcement was accompanied by the launch of 6 voice programs built by large health businesses, ranging from Boston Children's Hospital to the insurance giant Cigna to the digital healthcare company Livongo. The new tools allow patients to use Alexa to access personalized information such as progress updates after surgery, prescriptions delivery notification, and the locations of nearby urgent care centers. Researchers found 2 separate databases filled with Facebook user and plain text passwords. Both were from third-party providers and found on insecure online data structures. One had more than 20,000 passwords, the other had millions of records. The researchers had trouble getting in contact with the data owners to lock both of them down. In what's likely a move to compete with Amazon and Google, Apple appears to have permanently dropped the price of its HomePod smart speaker by $15. However, even at $299, the HomePod is still one of the pricier smart speaker options. And given Siri's reputation as one of the lesser effective voice assistants, it's unclear how effective this price cut will be. As The Verge notes, Apple still hasn't introduced any budget home-based Siri option, like the $40 Amazon Echo Dot. After Verizon launched its 5G network this week, some speed tests are beginning to roll in. And while the speeds appear to be faster than LTE networks, the coverage area is still small. Verizon offered a demo at one of its Chicago stores on a Moto Z3 equipped with a 5G Moto Mod, which showed speeds up to 641 megabits per second, download and 24.6 megabits per second upload. Verizon has announced that it will roll out 5G to 30 more cities by the end of the year, but widespread coverage is still far down the line. Amazon plans to launch a constellation of 3,236 satellites into low Earth orbit in order to provide internet to unserved and underserved communities around the world. The so-called Project Kuiper initiative first came to light after GeekWire spotted the Kuiper systems recently made 3 sets of filings with the ITU, the international organization in charge of coordinating satellite orbits. Amazon confirmed that Kuiper systems is one of its projects. This was a shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.